Hi everybody, this is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Building Rapport by Making Others Feel Comfortable. Have you ever talked to a person on the phone or met with someone for the first time who felt uneasy for whatever reasons? How could you tell? Were they reserved, not quite sure what to say, and feeling a little awkward? If so, what did you do? Were you intentional about making them feel more comfortable? In the course of our normal everyday lives, we are going to meet people for the first time who may feel a bit uncomfortable. After all, they are meeting us for the first time and aren't quite sure what to expect. When we meet with these types of people, our goal should be to make them feel relaxed and at ease. Not only should we want to make people feel comfortable because it's the right thing to do, but also because it creates a special connection that is hard to describe. When you take people who are uncomfortable and go out of your way to be friendly and welcoming, you will accelerate the rapport-building process and almost instantly become likable. In addition, their reverence for you will grow, and so will your influence. As you become more successful and people's respect for you grows, making people feel comfortable becomes even more important. Because of my success, oftentimes people who don't know me are a little unsure what to expect when meeting me for the first time. I can frequently sense this feeling in the first few seconds. Their uneasiness is communicated through their voice tone, the hesitancy in which they speak, and through their body language. After experiencing hundreds of such situations, I have learned that the best way to make someone feel comfortable is by being extra friendly and showing an interest in them. It's that simple. While I'm on the phone with someone who is uncomfortable, my goal is to be welcoming and friendly while engaging them in small talk. I seldom dive into a personal or business conversation with anyone I've never met without first showing an interest in them. Here's an example of what I might say to someone on the phone I've never met. With a smile and a pleasant and upbeat voice, I would say, "It's nice to meet you. How are you doing today?" I will then ask a couple questions about themselves, such as, "What part of the country are you from?" Or, "How was your weekend?" Or whatever is appropriate. When getting together face-to-face with someone I've never met, I will offer a warm and friendly greeting. If I'm meeting a male, I will initiate a comfortably firm handshake, look him in the eyes, and introduce myself. I will then proactively engage in some small talk and ask questions such as, "How are you today?" Or, "Did you have any problems with traffic?" Or, "Isn't it a beautiful day?" I have found that being friendly and showing an interest in people by asking questions is the fastest way to make people feel more comfortable. Because of the frequency in which I experience people feeling uncomfortable when meeting me for the first time, I am now intentional about going out of my way to make everyone I meet feel respected and important to me. This includes all the people I meet, including those who have no idea what my background is. The end result is it has made me a better person and enabled me to quickly build rapport with people. Before you start saying, "That's easy for you, Todd," keep in mind that I am an extreme introvert. This does not come natural to me. It requires a conscious and deliberate effort every time. I want to challenge you to start focusing on making new people you've never met feel valued, appreciated, and important to you. Go out of your way to show your interest in them and the things that are important to them. For those of you who are saying, "Hey, I already do this," I want to challenge you to look for the little refinements you can make to get better. I have learned that if you are striving for excellence to achieve your personal best, you can always get better. Lastly, I want to challenge you to look for situations where people are uncomfortable, such as a new employee, a first-time visitor to your club or organization, or someone standing off to the side at your next social event. When you see these situations present themselves, push yourself outside your comfort zone and go make a new friend. And remember, when you show an interest in others, you will brighten their day and connect in a special way.